I think I'm grateful right now, dude, for growth. I think these past years, there've been some things that have come up and have felt like battles for like my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I think that I was able to like overcome a lot of stuff by like finally facing it and like looking it in the face. And I'm grateful that I can, I don't know, that I was able to grow to that, you know, grow up a little bit, be able to like handle my emotions a little better, you know, and like try to fix things that are, I know are hurting me, or like things that aren't good about me, you know, and changing. I think I'm grateful for that. Welcome back. Welcome home. Episode 270. Wow, man. Dude.
The years are just flying.
Wherever you went, the years are flying, man. I don't know how it's mid-March. Not even mid-March. End of March. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The weather's warming up, right?
It's there.
Wherever you guys are, like, oh man, like just going out there and feeling it. Mm-hmm. What is there's some feeling when it starts getting warm, you're like, oh wait, the world's like kind of fun when you go outside. Yeah. You know, like it's kind of fun when you go out there.
Life is a little
there's
bit
cool things out there.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the flowers starting to bloom. I got the every year in my front yard on the walkway, there's these little lily of the valleys that like start growing up. And in the winter, I literally like, I chop them down, I cut them all out, and they always come back.
Oh, wow.
It's so cool, you know?
Yeah.
It's just life is just, the cycle keeps going, man.
Yeah.
There's life in like places where it looks like it's just dirt, you know? And that's the vibe, Amal.
That's the vibe, dude.
Dude, can you shout it out to the old O'Hagan career
coaching?
Come on,
man. Can I shout it out?
He started off for me.
Can I shout it out? It's my pleasure. O'Hagancareercoaching.com. You know, Mike, have you ever not been ready for a job interview?
Dude,
or been nervous?
I don't think I've ever been ready for an interview.
Yeah. Well, would you want to be ready for a job?
I would love to be, man.
Yeah,
I would love to be.
So I would send you to O'HaganCareerCoaching.com. We got 35 plus years of experience in interview prep and coaching, dude, and getting you ready for the big game. We have Coach Jim O'Hagan ready. He's ready to answer your email. He's ready to sit down with you. You can do the Silver Plan, 60-minute individualized interview prep. You can go to the Gold Plan for two of those and some more workforce prep. And there's just on-demand coaching. The guy's a workhorse, and he wants to coach you and get you ready for your day.
Yeah, dude.
He wants you to get the job, man. So go to O'HaganCareerCoaching.com.
Boom. Shout out to AnytownActorsLab.com. If you're looking to learn how to act, if you're at any level, man, it's the best acting teaching you're going to get in the world. Adam Lauder, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas area. If you're in person, you can get an in-person class. If not, he's got online classes, consultations. He's got a TikTok where he's put in just free, just gems about films, about just acting, about anything. You know what I mean? And you can just start learning there. Go to AnytownActorsLab.com. Boom, baby. And also, shout out to the patrons. We really appreciate it. It's the best way to support us. If you want to throw us just like a dollar, a coffee,
we're growing on
that. We're growing, man. We are. We have some extra behind the scenes content.
Content.
I hate that word, man. we have some behind the scenes stuff that we do every week, and it's fun. It's a little bit of us after, you know, the podcast outside of it. So if you want that, hop on it. Patreon.com/YouAreHerePodcast. And that's it, man.
I'll say this, dude. You're here. Welcome back.
Welcome back, man.
I'll say this. Usually we're on similar teams, I'd say, me and you. We seem to vibe on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Right now I find we're on different wavelengths.
Oh, really?
And I'm gonna bring up why.
Oh, dude, really?
Yeah, you know, because here's the thing, you know. There's this new, you know, there was a big diss track that came out. Breaking news, right? Kendrick Lamar.
News, yeah.
Crazy song with Future and you know.
Did I put that up there?
We can't play it, right? We can't play it.
I mean, we could if you want.
But you'd have to, you can't let
it, we can,
we got, you know. Whatever.
No, not really, I guess. But we could talk it through.
Okay.
Or if you want to look at lyrics, you know what I mean?
I can
break it down.
That's,
I can break it down for you.
This is the thing.
But I don't want to be the white guy breaking down rap.
No, okay, so let's not go there.
But there's
go listen to the song if you want to hear it. But Kendrick basically started ripping J. Cole and Drake, right?
Yeah.
For teaming up. And for
did you listen to it?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay.
Of course I did.
Now, first off,
yeah,
let's just talk about what did you think? Did you like it?
Listen.
Did you...
Let me say this.
Okay.
So first impulse when I listened to it was like, lyrically, guy spot on, right? Of course. Of course. It's Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Now, this is where when I go a little bit deeper,
mm-hmm.
He made a huge mistake.
What?
He made a huge
mistake. Whoa, I want to hear this.
Mistake.
I want to hear this. I want to hear it.
I want you to like go back, because this is what happens. A new song comes out and people just forget. People are like, poof, everything in the past doesn't exist anymore. The old J. Cole freestyles and all the stuff that he did on whatever radio stations and stuff, when he's calling out people and this and that, everyone just forgets. Yeah. Like, because back then you were like, oh my, he's the greatest. And then Kendrick throws on this new song and everyone's like, Kendrick's the greatest. Oh my God, he blows these guys out of the water. I'm going to say this.
Say it.
Pound for pound, J. Cole is better than Kendrick Lamar. Pound for pound. Okay? And Kendrick's corny.
Wow.
Clip that.
Whoa. Dude. I don't know. Do y'all agree?
Clip that.
Do y'all agree? I don't know.
Because sometimes, man, he's fire.
Wait. Why is he corny?
I'm going to explain.
Explain it.
Sometimes he's fire with DNA and things like that. I'm like, dude, this is the craziest shit I've ever heard. Now, hold on. Then I hear like, you know, him and Keem or something. And I'm like, what are these guys doing? What is going on here? This isn't even rap anymore. This is some kids playing in a sandbox with a microphone. Top of the morning. It's insane. It's not rap. It's not hip hop.
Okay.
But that's my point. He has the ability to do all this great stuff lyrically. And then he does this crazy, like, gnome-like, crazy rap. Then I'm just like, this is corny.
You're not just calling him gnome-like.
Gnome-like. I said he's gnome-like.
He's not gnome-like.
Listen. No. In my opinion, that was the vibe I get sometimes when I listen to Kendrick. Not all the time, sometimes. When I listen to J. Cole, I'm just like, this guy is incredible. I've never felt like he's not. I've never felt like he's gone like soft or like he's not lyrically advanced every time I've heard a song of his, every album. He's just gotten better. I don't know. That's just how I feel. And listen, to each their own. People are going to go in Kendrick's camp and J. Cole's camp and Drake's camp, whatever. And these are the top three, right? Is that fair to say?
I got to be real, man. I think not anymore.
So you go ahead.
No, I want to ask one more thing.
Okay.
What do you think about Drake in terms of all this?
Because
I'll be real. I think there was more shots at Drake than Cole.
And good idea. Hey, Kendrick, smart.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to get crushed by J. Cole. And that's on.
Now, I'm putting it on the pod. You know what? I'm waiting. Because J. Cole, the kind of guy that's just like, I feel like J. Cole, I love J. Cole.
You made a mistake.
I love J. Cole.
You made a mistake.
J. Cole, I will give it to him. It's consistency.
Always.
And like a slow rise.
Always slow rises.
Which I love.
Me too.
It makes sense to me, dude.
Yeah.
Why you would side with Cole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like more related. It's like more, you know what I mean? The consistency is there. It's growth. God. You know what I mean? Now, I got to say, with Kendrick, and just that verse, like, I think
moments of brilliance.
We can all agree that this is good for all of them.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
All of them. I think it's just good to always do that, to just have some competitive edge.
Totally.
You know? And I think that was always the history of it is, I think, like, Drake is the only one that I'm like, like, now that Cole is with Drake, I'm like, come on, Cole. Like,
yeah.
It's like you're teaming up with your boy and like throwing like, you know, like slide disses and stuff. And it's
what,
like,
was the slide diss?
Big as the what? The Spider-Man memes, look me looking at Drake, excluding Kendrick. You know what I mean? Like,
but he's on a song with Drake.
Yeah, but it's like they're saying they're the best, but they're not.
Listen, I agree. Yeah. Now, I agree. Not that they're not. Listen, J. Cole to me.
And I think that.
It goes like this.
Yeah.
J. Cole, Kendrick, Drake.
Yeah.
For me. In like ability and skill.
I was thinking recently though, I was thinking it might have to be.
You're going to say Kendrick, J. Cole?
Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole.
Oh my God.
I think the beef, the history of it.
God.
Let's go back in time.
Go back.
With the beef.
Take me for a walk, dude.
Like, I didn't know. I forgot about this. Drake kind of like really put on Kendrick in a way.
How?
Back in the day, dude, he started taking him on tour and shit and pushing because he loved his music.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he put him on tour of everything. He put A$AP Rocky, him.
Oh, so he's that a was like the
first tour.
Oh, so he's not loyal.
Now, hold on. This is what it... Now, I can see, like, if you listen to this story, you'd be like, oh, fuck Kendrick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But the problem is, I think, Drake is just too soft and corny. He's the corny one. Because...
But you put him at two.
Remember the control verse? Because I think the Cole doesn't really... To me, it's like...
You're crazy. You're out of your mind.
No, Cole has been... Dude, Cole's like, the fall off's coming, man. Like, oh, we're going to do it. He's always like, why I'm going to get on this thing.
You're crazy.
But no, but I'm saying to like, wow me. In terms of the big three.
He hasn't wowed you?
Not to be the best.
Ugh.
Not to be the best.
Okay. That's fair.
Dude, Kendrick, when he drops, it's a bigger splash every time.
When he drops every 5 years.
Yeah.
And it has a top of the morning.
He doesn't have morning.
Exactly. Ridiculous nonsense.
Yo, but
insanity.
But that's him having fun.
Oh, God.
Because he ain't doing pop shit.
Oh.
He ain't going to do these pop songs. Right?
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's one song.
It's like talking to my nephew.
It's one song, though.
I know. Don't tell me to calm down, okay? I could get as passionate
it's
as I
one
want. This
song.
Is my no. podcast with you.
Dude, Drake used to say back in the day, he's like, I only make like when Drake and Kendrick are feuding, he's yeah. like, I make music. I make like full albums, full thing.
Drake
experiences.
Said that?
Yeah.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
Drake.
That shit, dude, you got two songs every album.
Listen.
Two songs every
I
album.
Kind of agree
the rest
you.
Of them suck.
I agree with you. I'm not going to bat for Drake. I'm not going to
Big
bat
is
for Drake.
Big is the what? Big is nothing, dude.
I'm not going to bat for Drake.
I think it's good because, hey, Kendrick's got the Grammys. He's got a Pulitzer. He's got way more accolades. He's the one pushing shit forward. All right. J. Cole, amazing rapper, right? But no. He ain't pushing shit forward.
No, you're crazy.
He's not pushing.
You're
crazy. He's not making waves.
You know
what?
What
is J. Cole changed?
You're not doing the research.
No, what is J. Cole changed? What is J. Cole changed?
He took all of remember like you're great. That's messed up and disrespectful. Listen, he took with KOD. Let's just take KOD.
KOD, I like.
Oh no, shut up. Yeah. Shut up.
But no one liked KOD.
Well,
I liked it.
You're ridiculous if you didn't like KOD. Go back and listen. He took all of that. What is it called? Like the drug rap, like the SoundCloud yes. rapper stuff. He took that. He took that whole experience, that whole cultural wave that everyone was like, this is so cool. He took it. He absorbed it. He put out a mocking, empathetic album for them. Yeah. For them.
Yeah.
For us to see how crazy this moment is in time.
Yeah.
He took it. He changed his whole fucking lyricism for it. Structured all his songs. Produced his songs.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean,
I agree, dude.
Bullshit. If you say that J. Cole doesn't make a splash, that was a splash. Now, does the media get involved with that? I don't know. I have no say in that. When Kendrick drops anything, people are like, "This is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life,
dude.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life."
All right, J. Cole makes concept albums too.
I'm talking about J. Cole.
Yeah, I'm saying J. Cole makes concept albums too.
Yeah,
but Kendrick's the goat of it.
No.
How many
great.
Does he have?
He's great. He's great.
Dude, come on.
He's a poet. He's great.
Dude, Good Kid, Mad City can be a play, dude. It could be a movie. Like, I'm telling you, dude.
He's not getting it. He's not understanding me.
No, I get it. Because you know
Maybe
what?
Maybe it's just a personal thing.
J. Cole and Kendrick are more of the same than, like, with Drake.
I'm not defending Drake. Drake, I can't defend. Drake, I like a couple of his songs and album, and I'll play him in the gym when I'm working out, when I'm boxing or something. That's the only time I listen to Drake.
Yeah. But I'm saying
if I want to have an experience, I'm listening to J. Cole.
Yeah.
Or I'm listening probably sometimes to Kendrick. Yes.
No, you're not.
Sometimes I am. Yes, I am. with the what was the album?
Who hasn't cried to Father Time, dude?
That's an incredible
I
song,
cried to
dude.
That, dude.
That's a fucking beautiful song.
Yeah.
He's great. He's great.
This is it. The last time I cried to J. Cole was Lost Ones.
I cried. Oh, what's the name of the song? Fuck.
And actually no. On
I know. I think
on Welcome to Your For Your Eyes Only. The last song.
Oh, it's yeah.
That one messed me up too.
Dude, he speaks about sex addiction.
Yeah.
Who's doing that? You know, like, just think about it. Who's doing that? He's taking Kevin Hart. He's talking about sex.
That's crazy. Yeah, I love that. That's really good. Yeah.
No, it's not Pulitzer Prize worthy. I'm just saying.
I know.
Listen, maybe I'm an underdog. Maybe I'm just an underdog. Maybe I like
you
underdogs.
Are, dude. Maybe you are.
I don't run to the first to the everyone's people's champ. Yeah. I go to my people.
Yeah. But now look at this. You know? The thing for me is with KOD.
Yeah.
I think you can make a comparison to Kendrick's latest album, Mr. Rao, because it has its concept about a certain I don't know if you'd call it like a mental health thing, you know? It's kind of similar. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Youth and like drugs definitely. And like problems, you know what I mean? And they're both similar, and they both were not really like, they weren't really like hits for like the masses,
yeah,
right? So like that, they're both like trying, you know what I mean? Like they're trying way harder than like Drake with like actual
absolutely.
Stuff, right?
Absolutely.
We can all agree on that.
Totally.
Now, with me, J. Cole kind of waters himself down for working with Drake and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I think he still like brings him every time, right?
Yeah.
But I think like it becomes a little less, I don't take it as seriously, you know?
Wow.
Because you're kind of putting yourself down a little bit by working with these people. And then you're like sneak dissing with this dude that's feuding with him.
Is he sneak dissing?
Yeah. On first person shooter mode?
How did he sneak this?
There's a bunch of lines. Also on the Dreamville project on Stick.
Yeah.
The one, you know, the song Stick.
Stick, yeah.
There was like a bar in there, something with Stick for the top three, he's gonna kill him, blah, 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 stuff like that. There's a bunch of shit like that. They're talking about killing like the tops of TDE. In Dreamville, like the, I don't know, there's a bunch of, everyone can go look at like the specific bars and everything, there's a lot of history with, you know, the big three and like competing with each other.
Yeah.
There's a big history. It's like a decade old of Drake and Kendrick.
That one I know.
And like the control verse, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like when that dropped, that was a big moment.
But weren't they supposed to work together too? And then they
didn't? Yes. But I think the problem is like Drake's pettiness. If you look back at like interviews, dude, he's like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like you shouldn't have said that. Like, that's actually really hurtful to like say. And that's when everyone started saying like Drake is just soft and like he's a pop star now.
Yeah.
He switched totally.
Right.
And he would say like, man, like I could do that. I could do what Kendrick's doing easy.
But he doesn't want
to. But like,
to.
He's like, but I'm on a different mission.
It's right.
Like, you're on the mission of making money, selling drugs, like, and bitches. That's all you're doing. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, then you're not really a contender then.
Yeah.
Okay, you can get all the sales and everything.
Right.
But like
he'll always
you ain't winning albums. You ain't winning all this
right.
stuff.
It's a different lane. It's a different lane.
Yeah.
Kendrick and J. Cole. I think J. Cole still is trying to be himself.
I just think it's so funny though, because I think Kendrick has the control of it all. Because Kendrick doesn't drop for 5 years. Mm. Everyone's like, is the beef over? Like, what's going on? Like,
do you think that's a calculated move though?
Yeah,
of course. Dude, you make a bigger splash if you stay away from him.
If you look at like all the album releases,
yeah,
Kendrick would always release like right as Drake released, but like, shit like that.
Wouldn't he like hold back for a while and then he would make a big splash because it's
he
so
used
long?
To do it way more before, but I think he would actually care kind of more back then about like kind of being that competitive. But I think after, you know, he took his break and everything, I think he had some life shit to do.
Right.
You know, to like go through and figure it out. And then he made something about, you know, himself, and he didn't have any disses or anything.
Right.
Any albums. You know what I mean?
Which I liked.
Yes. You know what I mean? I think that last album was, a lot of people didn't like it, but it's about therapy. It's about mental health. It's like, you know, like better.
I like that shit.
It's great. Yeah.
I know. I like that.
And he, you know, but he pops in on Family Ties and disses, you know, Drake.
Yeah.
He pops in on this new song and it's like, everyone's like, oh shit. Like, it's just different. He's just a different breed.
I appreciate that he is willing to stir the pot.
And I think J. Cole needs that.
I think
so too.
He
needs someone to say.
That's a good point.
I'm, what do you say? He said, I'm choosing violence now.
That's a great point.
I need to. Because J. Cole, I don't know, I always feel like he's like holding back a little bit, right? And I feel like he could really pop off, but I don't know. I need to see that.
That's a great point, and I think you're right. I think
like,
Kendrick,
I think after this.
It's like Batman and Joker. It's like they need each other.
I think now, after this,
yeah,
like whatever. J. Cole's had this album like coming out for I don't know how many years now. He's like, oh, it's gonna come out. I'm gonna make it. And it's like, he dropped a little snippet and it like got deleted. And it's like, all right, like what's going on, dude? Like,
I'm done. Best snippet was
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, but now I'm like, I don't give a shit because where is everything? You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather just Kendrick not say anything. Like him not saying anything.
You don't like his marketing. You don't like his marketing.
Well, he's always like, I'm about to do it. You know, like,
and he never
quit talking. Just do it. You know, that's not how you're gonna. I don't know. People are hyped. You know what I mean? I'm hyped. Like, I'm gonna listen to it first day. You know what I mean? But it sounds like, you know, some an old guy being like, I'll get there. Like, I'll be there. You know, but I don't know. I need a solidified thing.
You want nothing?
I need the fire. I need the fire.
You know, and I respect
now that. I think Cole, now he listened to that probably, and he's like, oh, fuck, I got to go write something else now.
But that's why I'm telling you, you may...
And
that's calculated too by Kendrick.
Controlling the game.
That's calculated by Kendrick for sure.
100%.
Because now you're going to get a better J. Cole, a better version of J. Cole, who's going to start a beef with you.
Yeah.
Or he's gonna flip this thing on its head. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I hope.
I see it.
Dude, you know what? One funny thing. Remember the Honestly Nevermind album that Drake did, the house one?
Yeah.
Kendrick didn't drop for like so long, right? He still didn't drop the album, you know, when that album came out.
Right.
Drake released that album on Kendrick's birthday.
Dang.
So he'd be hearing it. See? Like, it's this petty, it's dude. Crazy. It's this petty.
Why?
Because it's been 10 years.
It's healthy competition, you think?
And I think that's what Kendrick always wanted, is just to like put this healthy competition out there.
Yeah.
And I remember specifically on the Control verse, there was like, everyone was talking about it because he was talking about like, I'm coming for all of you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He named every single person.
Yeah.
And it's like all the reactions of all these people he named, everyone was like, that was crazy, you know, but like I want to work harder now. And Drake was the only one that like,
he didn't
was
respond.
Like, no, he didn't. Yeah. He didn't respond. And he stopped like congratulating Kendrick on like stuff.
Dang.
And then Drake would go on like interviews and be like, you know, that was like, it was cool, but it was messed up. Like that kind of shit, you know? So it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I think that's what he wanted to craft, is like this competition to bring everyone close.
Right.
You know?
Which is healthy competition. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But I think Drake was just like, not, he didn't come around to it.
Yeah.
You know? And he was more emotional, which is like, in competition, it's like, you don't want to have an emotional dude.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's what the beef was. And then like from then on, it's just like little slide dissing bars.
Yeah.
Like super complex.
Yeah.
Like just slide dissing each other.
Yeah.
For years.
You know what I mean? I kind of like that Sly shit too, though. Yeah. I don't know. Because it's like, there's a lot of thought that
it's
goes
funny. Over. It's literally over every album. Like there's always one.
Always
line.
One. Yeah. 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 And you have to like go find it.
Yeah.
And when it happens, you're like, oh shit. He just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate those too. But I see what you're saying. And I can, you've swayed me a bit with like, this needs to happen in order to make hip hop better.
Yeah.
When there's healthy competition like this, especially back when.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It's also sick though. It's just like, it's literally like, it was a surprise feature. No one knew he was going to be
on. No one knew.
So like they just hear it and they're like, dude, that's awesome.
That's shots.
That's sick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like he just has to go hop on one feature after a year of being gone and being like, he's back.
How about this? When you see features from J. Cole, would you say he's like feature king?
Yeah.
Dude, he's feature king.
He'd probably be the best feature right now.
Best.
I think he's the best feature right now.
I mean, pound for pound, best. And he's working with everybody.
Yeah. I'll say it. Okay, as many features as J. Cole does and how they're the best, I think like one, like three Kendrick features are enough for me to like put him at the same level.
I get you. I disagree, but I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
My favorite bar of the Kendrick thing is a lot of goofies with a check.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
For all the dogs, Goofy the dog, Nike check. Check cat. It's so good. It's so good.
Okay, it's good.
It's crazy.
It's good.
And man, there's so many. Oh my god.
It's good, dude. I mean, we're at a standstill a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm not buying.
But I think we can agree. It's all good.
It's healthy for hot hip hop.
I'm excited.
And listen,
because I haven't been listening.
You called J. Cole corny. I called Kendrick corny.
No, I didn't say J.
Cole. Yes, you did. You said that. Rewind the tape.
No. I mean, there are some. See? J. Cole has some corny.
So does Kendrick.
What? Well, Top of the Morning, couple songs. There's maybe like five corny Kendrick songs.
Okay. How many J. Cole corny songs are there?
Look, I love a lot of the old stuff. But yeah, there's some corny,
like parts. Lights, please, lights. Yeah, when he's trying to pick up girls when he's like 22.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. That's different.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's shit. Like
but there's all there. No, I think on all the albums there's like a corny thing.
I don't know,
but like, I still like them all.
Me
I'm not,
too.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying who's more corny.
No, I disagree.
Really?
No, I disagree. I disagree.
Dude, Kendrick's just more serious. He doesn't do like those subjects, I think. No?
I think
like it's hard to be corny when you're talking about therapy.
No, that's different. But some people say that's corny.
Well, some people, yeah.
Anyway, it's okay to be corny, guys. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I'm in J. Cole's camp. Mm. I'm in J. Cole's camp. And when he comes around.
Well, the only thing you could tell me that's corny is Top of the Morning. And that's.
No, there's other things. I just can't think of them right now. Mm. And I'll find them for you and we'll go through them all. Mm. But that'd be nice to bring to the table. Like all the corny, like little clips.
Yeah, yeah. We got to be more prepared, man.
I was going to say, when J. Cole comes back.
I'm waiting, dude.
And then there's going to be another episode of this podcast. And you're going to be like, dude, I don't know. I think J. Cole really. Lit him on fire. He cooked, you know he's going to cook him. He's going
to
cook him.
Look, I'd love to see it.
He's going
to
cook
I'd him. Love to see it.
I cannot wait.
I will. It's not like I'll just stay on Kendrick. You know what I mean? Like if Cole's better, I'll be better. He's better.
You think so?
If he's better, he's better.
Okay.
I'll choose. You know what I mean? Like okay. The thing is like, I remember when the First Person Shooter came out.
Yeah.
I was like, that whole album.
You loved
dude,
it.
These are great.
You loved it.
But then I was like, I think I'd get jaded because like Kendrick's gone. And I'm like, well, there's no good things
he's
anymore.
Not even participating anymore.
I'm like, there's no good things. Like, I forget what good things are.
It's rare.
I forget what good things
it's
are,
rare.
Man.
It's rare. I'm waiting for a J. Cole feature.
Big as the what? And I'm like, And I hear this verse by Kendrick and I'm like, oh.
Okay.
I'm like that kind of, it didn't suck. It was good. It's good. But let's be real. Second half of that song, Drake, no one's going to, I hate it.
I skip it. I skip it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't listen to it.
That's the problem. J. Cole, make your own shit.
Yeah.
Make something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the last album was
great. I see what you're saying.
The last album was great, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
But I never go back.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I don't know. I go back to Sideline Story.
What I go back to.
Dude, he's incredible.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
Born Sinner?
I go back to DN. I go back to all kinds of shit with Kendrick, dude. I do.
Yeah.
Swimming pool, all that stuff.
Dude, yeah, when that shit comes out.
Yeah, bro. Listen.
Dude, you know what?
It's a civil war.
Yeah.
We're in the same country. We're just on different parts of the territories right now. You're the South.
We can join, dude. We're making a deal, maybe.
I'm the North.
We might be making a compromise.
Maybe. Maybe. We just got to see how J. Cole responds.
Yeah. I like that Kent finally... Someone, because they're all pussyfooting around, being like, "I'm the best." Though I feel like Muhammad Ali. Like, it's like, say it. Someone say it. So I like Kendrick said, "Big three, fuck it, it's big me."
Yeah, but you J. Cole know? Said it. He did say it in that line. I know it wasn't great,
but then he says Spider-Man meme, and
that was kind of crazy.
That is sick.
That's a sick line.
That was cool. Yeah,
he used the Spider-Man
like
meme.
I like that.
I had to go look it up. I was like, "This is insane."
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't. I forgot about the meme, and then I looked at myself.
It was good.
Oh,
it was that was really good.
Genius.
But like when you say then I think like when Kendrick says big, it's big me. Then I'm like, oh, imagine like you got two dudes that have just been always like talking to each other for like years and years, for decade, like a decade.
Yeah.
And they're like making shots at you.
Yeah.
Like, subliminally,
it's
you're
it's
like.
Annoying.
You're like, shut up. Like, get out of here. Like, I don't want to hear this shit. I was waiting for finally to him just be like, fuck y'all.
Yeah,
you know
he
what
did
I
it.
Mean? Like,
he
it's just
it.
Me.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear now what happens. Because the fire started again.
But what was the line with J. Cole in the last one when he's talking about having a job in IT? Call me when their shit ain't connected no more. I feel like I got a job in IT.
Yeah. It's cool.
No, that's crazy shit.
It's when you cool. Listen,
no,
it's cool.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
It ain't
here's the thing.
Triple entendre.
When you listen to that, you went like this, neuralized, boosh, and you just forgot everything in the past that you used to be jumping out of your seat.
Yeah,
listening to.
Yeah.
But I also hear that it's like now Kendrick's involved, and I forgot what good stuff is, and now this this is a different level. That's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. That's where Mike and Dave are at. I'm not taking back the corny thing. Sometimes he's corny. He feels the same way about J. Cole.
We're all corny sometimes.
And that's where we're at. And we're all corny. Go back and watch my movies. Corny. yeah, bro. That was a big topic.
Damn, bro.
But talking about the hip-hop industry, dude.
Yeah.
Your boy, Diddy.
That's not my No. I don't like Diddy.
That's your guy.
That's not my boy.
And you've always said best producer.
I don't know anything about him. I had to look stuff up.
No, that's ridiculous. I've never said that. Making the Band's your favorite reality show.
I don't know who he is.
You didn't watch Making the Band?
Never. Never. I don't even know what that is.
Danity Kane?
I don't know what that is.
Come on. Choppa?
I don't know. I missed that whole thing.
You missed it.
I missed all that, yeah.
Come on.
That wasn't my side. You were on my side.
I was. He took them and he said, go get me a donut. I'm like, go walk downtown and get me a donut or something crazy. And they just for like an episode,
yeah.
They're running the street trying to get a donut.
I only was able to look up so much about everything.
Go into it. Get in.
I don't know that much. I was going to ask if you know, like, what can you lay stuff out for me?
The only things I've seen.
I don't know.
I mean, he's in some hot water.
I've always heard about things with Diddy.
He's in some hot water.
Like he's like the mafia-esque type of like, yep. You know,
yeah.
Thing.
That's what I've heard too. Nobody wants to talk about him except 50 Cent is like willing to, but 50 Cent's willing to talk about anyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, every time someone comes up with like the Tupac murder.
Yeah.
Like he's mentioned.
Yeah.
He got put in court for like shooting somebody with J-Lo. Like there's been things that he's like, and when people bring him up in the past,
yes,
nobody wants to talk about it. Everyone gets quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And then someone will say, he's a demon. Like people in third parties that you never meet will be like, did he's a demon.
Yes. And the thing that I've heard, the craziest things I've heard was the things he would do to like artists he'd be working with. Like,
what do you hear?
Getting them drunk, drugging them, and then having them do things with like underage or men, you know,
calling people to get daddy, dirt. Calling grown men daddy.
Do the Meek Mill stuff.
Yeah,
that stuff I've heard about.
Well, what is going on?
It's weird.
What is your take on that?
I will say, if
I said to you at a pool, if I came up to you and said, "There you go, daddy," "There you go, daddy," and I asked you to, I wanted to take you shopping.
Yeah, what would be your natural reaction?
I'd be like,
"Hey, Dave, I know we're friends, but don't do that in public,
just
at the pool."
Shut up.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you doing?
That weirded me out.
It weirded me out too.
And you know, like all these dudes like rapping, it's all about like, you know, there'd be a lot of jokes and bars, punchlines about like making fun of gay people.
Well, there, it's
like
a very homophobic culture.
Yes.
You know, it's very homophobic.
Yeah. So it's funny to see that it's kind of like the opposite actually inside the depths of that like industry, I guess.
I mean, he might have been.
And it does seem mafia.
It's all, this is all, we don't know,
yes.
Right? We're just going off
it's all speculation.
Speculation. Yeah, but.
Supposedly there's like people that have literal videos and photos. There's photos of like Diddy like kissing some dude.
His security guard came out recently in an interview. Yeah. His long time.
He had people working with him to do it all.
I don't know, bro.
I got a little compilation I found of like just weird clips.
Yeah.
If you want to see.
Really?
There's some pretty funny ones.
Yeah, bring them up.
We can bring them up.
I just gleeked all over the mic. I'm sorry.
You what?
Gleeked.
What does that mean?
It's when you like breathe and then like spit and involuntarily flies out of your mouth.
Ew.
Yeah, dude.
Like some real like.
It's like.
Gleeked?
It's predator shit.
Oh.
It's from, if you were an apex predator when you were, you know.
Why do you know
in
that?
In my lineage, dude.
All right. So this is a shout out to the Spam King, 400 subscribers.
Spam King.
Diddy Sus Moments with a rainbow in the title.
Kennedy, you feel me? He like Clinton. I was the president for shit.
Oh, he's with Birdman. He's kissing Birdman.
Kissing Birdman. Now, I would never imagine kissing Birdman on the forehand.
I mean,
because I always heard Birdman was like, well, Birdman slap
is thorough.
The shit out of
you. No, Birdman is thorough. Birdman is like G'd out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Like, it's weird when you see these
But Diddy's
people.
Got this pull, man. I'm saying.
It, yeah, like, it's weird when you see Diddy walk in and everyone's like.
Yeah. He's
everyone's
powerful,
like,
dude.
He's daddy to them.
Have you seen him with the Halloween costume?
It's in here.
Oh, my God. Diddy put this on his story, man.
Yeah.
This Meek Mill stuff.
This is humiliating,
dude,
huh?
Meek Mill's, again, what are you doing?
Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, daddy. You putting in that work.
He called him daddy. He calls him daddy.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I don't know, bro. And Meek Mill's like, all right. Like, you tell he's kind of like, Just sitting there. Oh no, he's got the wig on?
This is weird. Is this what you're talking about?
No. Listening to Kanye. Oh no, you see how he brushed the hair with the finger?
That's natural, bro.
Did you see that?
That was natural. He could do like a Rick James.
Wow, did he?
I want to just scroll to like good parts that I remember.
Yeah, what is this stuff? Oh, is that the, wait, go back. Right here.
Yeah, this one. Oh, there's that. I don't know what that is.
The hell is this?
Hopefully no one comes after us. Look at that. That's Tank.
He's with Tank.
That's not a man hug, dude.
He's with Tank Davis.
That's not a man.
That's Gervonta Davis.
That's
pro
not
boxing.
A man hug, dude. He picked him up.
He picked him up.
I think he nibbled on his
neck
right there.
Hold on. Don't ever pick up a pro boxer, right? Right? He picked him up, dude. I know he's 135 pounds. Don't pick up Tank Davis. But again, Tank lets him get away with it.
Ooh, look at him grab him. He liked that. Ray J? I mean, Ray J, I expected, you know?
This guy right here, one of the hip-hop entrepreneurs.
What are they doing?
Legends. He's in my gang. He gets money. Yes, he does.
Yes.
Yeah, he does a lot of that.
Like,
he goes like,
that?
You're a good boy. Like, you're being good.
Yes, he does. Oh.
Oh. Here, there's a...
Jeez, man. Listen.
Yeah.
Just come out if that's the issue. Just come out. You know how great that'd be?
I don't think it's about that, bro.
What do you mean?
I think... I don't think he cares about coming out. Like, I don't think that's what it's about. I think he just, like, wants to do it.
Control?
Dude, this one's fun as hell.
Oh, sure.
Not this one. That's the one. This one. This is
Kevin Hart.
This one's so funny.
This is at his party, right?
Kevin Hart's, like, calling the shit out.
Yeah. Kevin Hart's... Think about how crazy. Diddy's throwing such a big party. Kevin Hart's hosting it live.
Yeah.
He's hosting his party.
Yeah, who does that?
That's... I don't know. There's some crazy influence here.
Now, listen to this.
Go ahead.
Don't get caught up, but it's just like, yo, we want to thank you for hosting the thing, man. Man, it's been a pleasure. You didn't have to do it, you did it.
No, I definitely didn't have to do it. No.
We missed it.
And what time do you have money?
No, just don't get close to the bed.
Don't get close to the bed.
But it's just like, yo, we want to thank you for hosting.
Why do you say don't get close to the bed?
It's been a pleasure. You didn't have to do it, you did it.
No, I definitely didn't have to do it. I definitely didn't have to. First and foremost, I'm not getting the bed. You know, shout out to him and what he did. I'm just going to...
She's pissed.
If we can, let's just put the camera a little this way, just so we're not... I don't want my shot to even... I don't want it to come close to the bed at all. Usher look like he fresh off a goddamn plane.
Oh.
This shit's so funny.
I dropped the guard stage. That's my brother right here. Day one, we used to wake up and... I mean, damn, pause, but like, check this out. I mean, back in the days...
My older
brother, we used to fight over the Frosted Flakes, you know what I'm saying? Before pause was invented, you know what I'm saying? But it's my brother for real. We used to actually wrestle off of the Frosted Flakes because he used to always get up early with me, and now he's one of the richest stars in the world.
What the fuck did Puff just say?
As a single man, you know what I'm saying?
The hell is going on?
Dude,
50 Cent talking about this is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
Oh my God.
I have like one more good part. Where is it?
I think he's talking about it now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Man, I have no shame in my game with that. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not 50 Cent.
So that...
There was one more.
What?
No, not this. It was...
Flight of stairs, and now I'm in like the inner windings of the mansion because most of it's going down by the pool.
Okay,
you know, cabanas and stuff.
Dragons.
Who's this?
Yeah, we're getting serious.
So I get lost, and I'm in like just maze of rooms.
You don't want to get lost at a party.
I'm looking for the bathroom.
I got to tell you a story.
Start opening doors. One's like a closet. One's a room. It doesn't have a bathroom in it. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Every room should have a bathroom in it.
That makes sense.
First
of
all,
if you're in this fucking
every
dungeon,
room should have, right.
Every house.
So
should
I open a door, and in that room there are a bunch of men.
Oh.
And they're all kind of like very like Romanesque, like laying about. and, you know, kind of like very like kind of leaning on each other, not really spooning, but like conversationally spooning. Like if you were spooning, but facing each other and like leaning up on your elbow and
like,
talking.
Like, how about this? Like in public watching TV with a bunch of your friends and you're with your girlfriends.
Right. Yes.
It would be like those guys kind of lounging on their girlfriends, but they're not fucking because that would be weird. They weren't in public, fucking. Right.
Like you almost think that they should be feeding each other grapes. You know, stuff like that. It was very like
regal lounging.
Very erotic.
Okay. All right.
Heavy erotic.
Oh, that's yeah, him
like
and a, him.
Like the drawings you would see of like old Greek hangouts.
Exactly.
Yeah,
or like
that was an ad.
Like laid on her side.
Yeah. It would almost be the prelude to an orgy.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Daring it. They're like passing it back and forth.
And everyone's talking.
And everyone's so kicked out of the room.
Sure.
So that was that.
Yeah.
Man. He's touchy, bro. All I can
would
say.
Would you go to a Diddy party?
No.
If you were invited to Diddy's party, would you go?
No, I wouldn't. I would never go.
Mike, but think about this.
I would never go. I don't want to risk that.
You get the keys to the city, dude. You get a career like this, Mike. You have to cuddle a little bit.
The problem is...
You have to cuddle a little bit.
The problem is I know he's getting like... With the way everything's like playing out,
yeah,
he's getting dirt.
On everybody.
On everyone.
Yeah.
You can't... Meek,
that's power.
You're Meek Mill and you're like in the pool like... He's like, here you go, daddy. Oh. You got this, daddy. And you got to just take that.
No.
There was another video of Meek Mill... They were playing like tennis and he like started recording Meek Mill and he was like, and Meek Mill was like jumping in place. And he's like, why are you jumping in place? Why are you bunny hopping, Meek? And he's like, cause I lost the game. And he's like just hopping in place for Diddy. Dude, it's insane.
That's scary, man.
Yeah.
That's scary, dude.
You see Meek Mill's response?
Sad, man.
You see Meek Mill's response?
Oh yeah,
didn't
he say like I love he's like, girls and this
he's like,
and that.
He's like, I didn't even know this was a there was a lawsuit. He's like, send me that.
A lawsuit?
Yeah, the lawsuit for it. There's an actual lawsuit for it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's getting sued?
Yeah, Diddy.
For what?
No, Diddy.
No, what is Diddy getting sued for?
For like all these cases.
What there's people saying he did bad shit?
Like assault and stuff. Like
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's all in the courts.
Okay.
It's like currently going on.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah. It's a lot of like people got pictures, videos that like kind of evidence stuff.
This is like Hoover. You remember Hoover? The dude who started the FBI.
No.
He started the FBI in our country. Back in the day, his idea was like, I'm going to get so much dirt on presidents, on senators.
That's Epstein. That's like that shit too.
Because you're protected.
Yeah.
And you have power. If you have like dirty shit on everybody and you have like evidence that you did this and you hooked up with that person, you cheated on your wife, you did these drugs, and I have video proof or, you know, records that state that you did this or people who are willing to come to court and say you did this, then I control you.
Yeah, pretty much.
I have the power.
It with like even Hollywood and stuff, it makes a lot of sense to me, dude, with like with all these parties and getting into after learning the industry stuff.
Yeah.
How it's not even about really like actually making stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's about like just these meeting people and this network of, you can get caught in some dark places.
Oh, dude, totally.
And it's like, I'm not surprised that if Diddy's doing some crazy shit like that, like getting dirt on people to do shit for them and that's how it runs. Like, I'm not surprised, man.
Not at all.
With the dirt I see, like, I'm not surprised.
You know what it is, dude? There is so much power in being a key holder to someone's future.
Yeah.
If you believe that I control your future, if I can hit a button and I can give you all the fame you want.
Yeah.
The money's gonna come, dude, the ads, the music, all the stuff you want to make. All I have to do is do this, dude. Through me, you're gonna get all that.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna feel compelled to like bend your morals a bit and do what I say a bit.
Dude, some people, I'll do anything for money. You know what I mean?
It's all for that. Like, you want to be popularized. You want to be famous. You want to have a future.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, this is kind of the age of... Do you think that happened in, like, the 50s and stuff? Like,
I'm sure it did, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I'm trying to think, like, with... Because I feel like with... as, like, hip-hop R&B got more popular and, like, mainstream, like, definitely people probably... It was way... People were way easier... You know, to like let that slide and do something.
Of course.
Because it was rising so much.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wanted to be like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
But it's crazy that there's people, like the evil out there that is, there's people doing it, you know, probably the right way.
Yeah.
But there's also people that are like, oh, let me shortcut you in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just sleep with me.
100%, you know? Man.
And that's the reality of it.
No, that's real. That happens. Yeah, that still happens to this day. And I think that it's been called out so much in the recent years, like with the Me Too movement and stuff.
Yeah.
That Hollywood's kind of, at least Hollywood, is kind of like capping who's in.
Yes.
Like there's no more you get in. Like we've got it.
Yeah, it's almost like if you let anyone else in, it's too woke to like it's too woke to like let anyone in because we're fucked.
We
got a lot of dirt.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna protect what we've got. Yeah, no one else is coming in and like this is the fortress. We hold the fortress. You know what I mean? We insulate. Yeah, I get it. But
yeah,
dirty business, bro. Dirty business. And that kind of weird dynamic of like...
That's why we can go back to like J. Cole, Kendrick. Like, that's why I respect them. They made their own shit.
They did.
You know what I mean? Like, they stayed like away from all the shit. They did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as far as we know, they did.
Yeah.
I think like if you're doing that, if you're in a position of power where like you know... You got some sayings and you're like, you know, trying to like use someone's hopeful innocence. Like,
yeah.
And again, like the party that's involved is like, to an extent, like how willing are you to bend your morals to like get to where you want to go?
Yeah.
And it's a shameful fucking structure, but like, God, don't do that. You know, just don't do that. You can't do that to somebody, man. It's a sad thing about this world, dude.
Yeah.
People, what they're willing to do and what they're willing to give up for what they want. You know? Yeah. And it's sad you got to like sell a part
of yourself. And then it's taking advantage of like that extra vulnerable spot wanting to be something.
Come on.
And like, I'm sure a lot of those people like have been doing shit for years trying to figure something out.
Yep.
And then this is like one opportunity that slides by.
Yep.
And they're like, oh man, like... been 10 years and I haven't gotten anything and I could just do this and get there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if the door is going to open for me. This is the door. Yeah. It looks like the door, man. I'm not going to get another chance. Like, yeah, I guess, man, I'll do the shit I don't want to do or be called daddy in a pool or something and just go with it.
Yeah.
It sucks, man.
Yeah.
It really does. Established. You know, like, why you want to do this now? You know, why are you going? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the there's a big documentary out, Quiet on the Set? Dan Schneider, it's about the Nickelodeon thing. Yes. Like, dude, I watched that.
Mm. Did you see that he did a podcast with like one of the...
Yes, before the documentary came out, but after all the allegations and shit.
It's so funny to see these like higher up people like... Uh-huh. Like crafting the story.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
That's all just like a plotted, like staged interview.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It's crazy.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. And the thing is like some people buy it. Like that's the hope, is some people buy it. Just to keep things cloudy.
Dude, I grew up on Nickelodeon.
Me too.
I didn't see any of this shit happening. Like I didn't, of course.
Paid attention to it.
But there's like sexual innuendos and these jokes that this guy would write, this Diane Dancer.
But you know what, dude? I think that's been done in like Disney movies has that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think it's always been that.
Because sexual predators on the set, like convicted.
Yeah. There was a guy, I forgot his name. I wish I remembered so we could shout him out.
Not shout him out.
Not shout him out. No shout out. But like shout him out in a bad way.
Call him
out.
You know
what I mean? Call him out.
Yeah.
He basically, I think, got a conviction, went to jail, left after a year, short notice, and went straight back to working on a Disney show.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. One of these dudes, one of the Nickelodeon dudes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think his name's Peck.
Yes. Yes.
Something
yes, yes,
Peck.
Yes.
But he got, dude, he was sick, bro.
Yeah, man.
It was terrible, but he was caught. He like, you know, that Drake Bell guy.
Yeah.
So he took the Drake and Josh.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And he like had his parents, like coaxed his parents into like dropping him off at his house for like auditions and line readings and, you know, working on things and then staying the night because he could drive him to set back and forth. He like kicked his father out of like slowly, like made him turn on his own father and be like, oh, he's stealing money from you. Don't trust him. He became his like manager essentially.
Yep.
And they started sexually abusing this poor kid, man.
Yep.
For years. Like,
supposedly Dan Schneider was there for that kid.
Yeah.
For Drake.
Yeah.
Like he was there for him after that thing. But,
but he did shady shit too.
I know.
I mean, bro, it's just
the
problem.
The whole thing about Nickelodeon is weird because, like, the even down to the branding, like the branding was like a foot. You hear about the foot shit?
No, I didn't.
Dude, it's the Dan Schneider guy is like a
he was a big foot guy. I saw that. I saw that.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know. I never got that.
Like,
I do know
Tarantino.
I do know why.
Yeah,
I learned there's a part So on another podcast, that was way smarter than someone than me, saying about the brain. And the brain, part of what the part of the brain that it deals with, what turns you on, is like millimeters away from like how you observe feet. So some people's like cross.
Whoa.
They're like too close, and they just kind of like, yes, they like border each other.
What?
Yeah. So that's why some people are like super attracted to feet.
That's
feet gross me out.
Weird.
Feet gross me out.
Cause I think about feet and like you just walk around.
Walk on them.
Even on like a clean floor.
Still, I don't
like you walk around, I'm like, it's dirty.
Also, they look like what's cute about these things, these like little flesh.
Even if you like slabs. Even talking about it, you're like, even if like you try to make it sound good, you're like, I can't. Yeah. Like, a small foot. Yeah. Like, oh, when man.
Just the word foot isn't sexy.
Curled toe.
No, like, oh, no.
Die.
No, there's nothing about
Let me
that.
Oil up your feet.
No.
And put a stick of digit in my mouth.
Oh.
It ever stuck a digit in your mouth?
Dude.
No.
Never.
You ever sucked a toe?
Never,
man?
Bro. I got a hard line, dude. I really do.
You're vanilla, aren't you?
I got my. Dang. I'm good, man. But listen,
you should try stuff, dude.
No. I'm married, man. Like, I listen. We're good.
You never tried like.
Don't. Let's not get into that. Let's not get into that, bro. Let's keep a PG here. But here's the thing.
Yeah, after talking about Diddy.
Well, I mean, we're talking about Predator.
Turning every rapper gay and now getting dirt on them. Let's be PG.
Let's keep PG now. I guess we're going through like, you know, what's going on in the world.
People like Ariana Grande used to be on Nickelodeon.
Did you see the clips of her he made her do?
Yeah, bro. And you could see like when there's like,
she's like 13.
He like is recording her like every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, you can see their face. You just go like, oh no.
I know.
You know.
Miranda just, Cosgrove.
Yeah, all of them.
They're Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even want to say what I said. It's just
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, Amanda Bynes.
She ended up really bad.
Well, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. But yeah, she went through some shit with him probably. But she never said nothing. She's never come out.
What is she going to say?
Well, I mean,
no, she's been coming out about it.
Has she?
Yeah, she's been sharing.
I didn't know that.
She said that he's like Harvey Weinstein.
She's a podcast now, no?
I don't know.
I think she does.
I remember she said he's like Harvey Weinstein.
Eesh.
Basically. She would.
She was like the number one girl for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he actually, I remember hearing like stories where he'd keep her like after hours and be like, oh, we're writing together.
Dude.
Like, that's crazy.
I think if there's like one
like
thing,
why, like what does the kid have to write about?
Oh, bro, if there's one thing I could do for like, you get to do this before you die.
Mm.
Like, you put me in a room with one of these guys.
Oh,
like give me 10. Just give me 10 minutes.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Just to fucking, you know?
You
yeah. You don't feel that sometimes? I hear the stories and I'm like,
yeah.
I just want to fucking.
I just wish they'd like. I never hear about anyone going to like jail. It's always like
they go for 8 months. Or
yeah,
something
or it's just
like
a case
that.
Forever.
And
it's unproven.
They're registered or whatever. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it's really
God, bro.
It's
and imagine
sad,
if that's your kid, like Cain Velasquez, dude. You remember Cain Velasquez, the heavyweight UFC heavyweight champ? Dude chased down and like beat the crap, almost to death.
Remember that.
And he went to jail.
Yeah.
You should get a pass.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't get it.
If you touch my girl or my kid or whatever, you're done.
Yeah.
I'm going to jail. I'm gladly going to jail.
Yeah.
Put me in jail.
Oh my God. You ever see like the case, like there's like a bunch of cases where like the person like waits for the court hearing or they go before the judge and they like shoot the guy.
Oh yeah.
Or like kill them.
I saw
like, in the courtroom.
Yeah. I saw him with a woman. She did.
Oh, that. Dude. Yeah.
Going on, but like you can understand it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
because otherwise it's like there's one where it breaks my heart. Do you remember the this is a dark episode.
I know
bro.
It is.
Talking about modern times, I'm going back a little bit, but it's dark. Isn't that sad?
Yeah,
the state
man.
Of the world sometimes. Yeah. So the news is all like sometimes dark.
I think it's good though that at least it's getting out. You know,
yeah,
like it's better to talk about this shit, dude, and spread it.
Do you remember?
It's not right.
Yeah, it's awful.
Spread that word.
It's evil, is what it is.
Because it's been kept under wraps for how long?
It's evil, bro. It's been happening forever, but it's evil. Yeah. But who is the USA gymnast doctor? Do you remember him? Little
gymnast
fucking
doctor?
Seedy motherfucker.
Gymnast doctor.
Yeah, he was a. Nurse. What? Nice. I can't think of his fucking name, but he was a doctor, and he worked for the Olympic gymnast women. Kids, you know, like the younger kid, like you know, the team, the gymnasts are like 13 to fucking 20. Larry something. There, that's it. Nasser. This motherfucker, dude.
What did this guy do?
For years. Yeah. Ugh. Parents were, he'd do their physicals and all that stuff. Ugh. And he would, you know.
He looks terrible.
Abuse them. Ugh. One of the fathers in the court case asked the judge that kind of question. Like, can you give me 10 minutes in a room with him? This is the most heartbreaking shit. And the judge is like, you know, we can't do that. Like, sir, I'm sorry. He's like, he's hurt both my daughters. For like, can you give me 5 minutes? No, sir, I'm sorry. We can't do that. Like, that's just not.
Why?
Because that's the law. You can't just put your hand on somebody. The father in the clip, we should play it. He gets up. He launches himself like towards, he's an older guy. He's like over 50 years old. And he launches himself out at this little worm. And he did, dude. And he gets taken down, right, by the cops. And the cops are trying to tell him, like, in the sweetest way, like, sir, we understand, but you can't do this. And he's fighting. He's like, impossible to keep him down. It's sad, man. Because the cops are trying to tell him, like, we get it. Like, I know, but you can't do this. Oh, this was so sad, dude. This is the guy.
Go ahead, sir.
Dude. We can pause it. He's got to live with this forever. This father, that he couldn't get his hands on this guy. There's no. You just have to live with he's in jail, and I guess that's enough. But it's not enough. It can't be enough for what he did. He ruined your daughter's lives.
Yeah.
He tainted their innocence forever.
And they're right there.
They're right there. They're right there crying.
In a courtroom, we don't use profanity, but if you have some words that you would like to
say,
I would like to give you the opportunity to say
that. I would ask you to, as part of the sentencing, to grant me 5 minutes in a locked room with this demon.
Look at the people that are laughing. It's awkward, right?
I can't do that.
That is not how our... No, sir, I can't.
Would you give me 1 minute?
You know,
people are laughing. They don't get it.
That's not how our legal system
works. Well, he's like, I'm going to take it down. Look at it. This is a grown man, bro. Like, the cops are trying to tell him, like, sir, we know. Watch.
You got to arrest him.
Look at right here. He's whispering, I know.
What if this happened to you guys?
Isn't that sad, dude? And you just gotta go, you just gotta be taken away. Like, there's no.
Oh, man. So messed up. I think I saw a good thing. This guy was stabbed in prison.
Oh, got him.
Let's go.
Well, that's usually what happens, right? Yeah.
I wonder if dudes like that, like families, like find people in prison to like hurt them.
I bet they do.
That'd be a good service to offer. Diddy, how about you do something good for the world, dude? How about you do something good, dude, with your control? You asshole.
This is the darkest episode I think we've ever done.
Yeah.
What's one good thing about the world,
man? And we're done.
We're done. Give me one good thing about the world before we go. Pizza's good.
Pizza's pretty good, man.
What's good, man?
You know, what's good? That's good.
Love this.
I went to, what's it called? I went to, the cashier was nice to me today.
Cool.
I went to Quick Check and I had a good interaction.
Love that.
I went and
dude.
The lady that's always there, she said, she always asked me every time. She said, do you have the app?
This is so bad. I never have the app. Yeah.
And I said, I don't have it. She's like, why? Finally. She's like, why not? Just get it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get it. And then you know what? I got a free coffee.
Hey.
And I said, you know what? There's some good things about the world.
Still good in this world, dude. A little interaction.
I felt real wrong to say.
Just get it.
Felt really wrong to say right now.
No, it's okay. We got to end on a good note.
I feel terrible now.
I'll tell you a good thing.
Tell me a good thing, man. Then we can...
Coach O at OhaganCareerCoaching.com. Guys, are you nervous about your job interview? You just got that phone or that email, and it's that job you always wanted, man.
It's the most important part of the whole process, dude. The interview.
It's your first interaction.
It's the game. You got to ace the game.
You're going to get it or you're not. Okay, you're going to be put on a list that said don't call or they're going to call you back after this interview. Don't you want to be prepared?
I want to be prepared.
Okay,
man.
I'm going to send you to OhaganCareerCoaching.com. Guys, you know me and Mikey, we never send you somewhere we don't believe would help you. I know this place is going to help you. I've seen it firsthand. O'Hagan Career Coaching, Coach O, Jim O'Hagan is going to set you up. He's going to get you ready for the big game. You can get the silver plan, the gold plan. You can get on-demand coaching anytime. He's your guy. OhaganCareerCoaching.com. Come. And if you want to learn how to act.
Oh, dude.
Acting's
anytime,
good.
Dude.
Acting's an art.
It's a dying art form.
It's a dying art form,
Can
bro.
I say that?
And we're just getting older. We're going to die soon, dude. There's going to be new actors that
you're gonna have
come up.
You're going to have AI that goes,
Exactly. But we're going to send you to a real person. His name's Adam Lauder, and he's based out of Dallas, Fort Worth. If you want to attend in-person classes, they're starting up soon. Get in touch with Adam Lauder. You can go check out his TikTok. TikTok is crazy. TikTok, he's given away a lot of tips and insight that I think we had to struggle for a decade.
Yeah, man.
So go check out the TikTok if you don't believe me, but anytimeactorslive.com, online sessions, one-on-ones. He's going to get you going any level. You're just starting. You've been doing it for a while. You're not sure about your technique. You want to get sharper. Go to him. I'm telling you. Learn to live truthfully under imaginary circumstances with Adam Lauder at anytimeactorslive.com.
Shout out patrons. Patreon.com/UR Podcast. The best way to support us. Throw us a bone. Extra content. Boom. 1 + 1 = 2.
We love you.
Do it. My name is Mike and I'm signing out.
My name is Dave. I love y'all. Please be kind to yourself. Please be kind to one another.
Pew, pew. Nice. Okay, now I gotta really do it. Dave, you have to. Don't look behind you. We're good. Yes!